This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu has said India stands as a shining example before the world by implementing policies for poverty alleviation, hunger eradication and offering equal opportunities to the youth. The president said this while addressing the Human Rights Day celebration organized by the National Human Rights Commission in New Delhi this morning. President Murmu emphasized that India, with its civilizational heritage spanning over 5,000 years, has long upheld values of empathy, compassion and the interconnectedness of individuals within a harmonious community. President Murmu also commended the tireless efforts of the National Human Rights Commission and other commissions, including the judiciary and key stakeholders, for being the voice of the voiceless. World Human Rights Day is celebrated on this day every year to commemorate the Universal Declaration of Human Rights adopted and proclaimed by the UN General Assembly in 1948. This year's theme, Equality for All, emphasizes the ongoing struggle for equal rights and justice worldwide. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned till 12 noon following heated arguments between the Treasury and the opposition benches over various issues. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met this morning, Speaker Om Birla expressed unhappiness over the continued logjam and conduct of the opposition members. Mr. Birla said the conduct of opposition is not appropriate and it is against the rules and procedures of the House. Opposition MPs, including Congress and DMK, objected to the remarks of the Speaker, saying the Treasury bench is disrupting the proceedings. After this, members of the Treasury bench started sloganeering against the opposition. Amid din, the Speaker adjourned the House till 12 noon. Similar scenes prevailed in the Upper House. Amid pandemonium, the Chairman adjourned the House till 12 noon. Earlier, the Rajya Sabha paid obituary to former Chief Minister of Karnataka and former External Affairs Minister S.M. Krishna and observed silence for a few minutes as a mark of respect. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs, Kiran Rijiju, has emphasised the importance of smooth functioning of parliamentary proceedings, urging members of parliament to focus on debates and discussions. Mr. Rijiju reiterated the government's intent to ensure productive parliamentary sessions and urged cooperation from all opposition parties. Speaking on the current disruptions, the minister stated that many MPs, including those from the Samajwadi Party, TMC and the Congress, have expressed their desire for a meaningful debate in the House. However, he criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, alleging that he does not believe in parliamentary democracy. Opposition INDIA bloc MPs held a protest at the Parliament House complex today over alleged bribery charges against a prominent Indian business group. Congress, DMK, JMM and Left joined the protest. Leader of opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi, JMM leader Mahua Majhi, DMK leader Kanimuri Karunanidhi and others participated in the protest. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM leader Rabindranath Mehto has been elected unanimously for the second time as the Speaker of the Jharkhand Legislative Assembly today. Chief Minister Hemant Soren congratulated Rabindranath Mehto on his election and expressed confidence that he would uphold the tradition of the House by conducting its business impartially. The Union Public Service Commission UPSC has declared the results of Civil Services Main Examination 2024. The dates of personality test interviews of the candidates will be notified later. The main results can be assessed from the official website of UPSC. Union Education Ministry has enhanced the material cost under the Pradhan Mantri Poshan Shakti Nirman PM Poshan by 13.7%. For primary and Balvatika classes, it has been increased from 5.45 rupees to 6.19 rupees and for upper primary classes from 8.17 rupees to 9.29 rupees. The revised rate has come into effect from 1st of this month. The BCCI has appointed Devajit Saikia as the board's acting secretary, replacing Jay Shah, who recently took over as the new ICC chairman from 1st of December. And that is the end of this news bulletin.